Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Blues bring it in on the back end. Shot by Gibson. Rebound. He score! Dakota Joshua, his first goal in the National Hockey League. He drives the net, and he gives the Blues a 4-1 lead. There you go, Mom. First goal in his first game. He's a St. Louis Blue.
Chris Kerber on the call last night as the Blues knock off the Anaheim Ducks. And as you heard, Curbs on the call, Dakota Joshua scores his first NHL goal. And he joins us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line with former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and Cardinals World Series champion Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. Dakota, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the night. Walk us through the experience as you score your first NHL goal.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on. It was a surreal experience, to say the least, to get out there and then, just a simple hockey play, driving the net and getting one off the body. It was just a crazy experience. And, obviously, a night I'll never forget.
Now, Dakota, when we tell your future children and grandchildren, we're going to tell them a great story of you went coast to coast and put it top shelf, okay?
Because
it is what you make of it, right? It's your first NHL goal, and I remember that feeling was an incredible one for myself as well. But I want to go back a little bit here because it wasn't easy for you to just even get to Anaheim, let alone score in your very first NHL game. You had to quarantine, then you got the call-up, then you weren't sure about getting in the lineup. Take us through that journey for you, like the last handful of, let's say, 5 days.
Yeah, it was once again, I'll go back, and I don't know how to describe any things right now besides just crazy, but I got called up and then was in quarantine in St. Louis. Obviously couldn't be with the team. And then, obviously without being with the team, I wasn't really sure, if I was going to, see the lineup, but then, I got the call, after, practice on Saturday and found out that, I was going to be in, Monday night. And, so it was just, I had a whole day to, prepare and, kind of get ready for it. But then, once it all happened, instincts just kind of took over and everything, fell into place for a magical night.
When you found out that you were getting the call up, what was your first phone call?
I called my mom and just, it was a great moment to have, obviously, everybody that laces up the skates wants to make it to the NHL. And, just to know that all the hours put in throughout my life to finally, make it to the highest level was something special. And, it made it hard to sleep. But I'm happy the way it all worked out. And it was a special moment getting to call my mom and tell her that I was going in.
What'd she say to you?
She said, "No way. You I'm so proud of you. You're doing it. You're about to make it." And it was just it was a good exchange.
Now, when you got here, obviously your style of play is a Craig Berube blueprint, really. You know that the Chief loves that hard forecheck, get in there, bang some bodies around, and drive to the net. And the Blues, quite honestly, leading up to this game, they had some goals against the San Jose Sharks, but the well was dry for a couple of games against the Kings, and they needed some net front presence. So for you coming into this lineup, this was tailor-made for your kind of game, wasn't it?
Yes, it really was, and that's what's nice about it is I don't have to change my game at all to fit in and just, you know, playing that simple forecheck game, like you said, and, you know, taking the body and then just trying to get pucks to the net and get to the net. It's nice that the Blues fit well into my game.
Now, when you walk in the locker room, obviously some veteran players there. How did they make you feel when you come in? Because obviously you're a young guy, you're nervous. I remember getting the call up, and it's always not an awkward feeling, but you're full of energy, but you're not sure exactly what to do. And then the guys come in and they make you feel at home, and then they stole your bucket for warm up. What was going on there?
that's been one great thing about this whole experience, and made it what it is. It's a great group of guys, and they've been nothing but welcoming me. And obviously before I even knew I was playing, they were very nice and welcoming and made the whole process a lot easier. And then after I came back from the bathroom before we were about to go out from the warm-ups, I was just getting dressed and realized that I didn't have a helmet, and DP said I think somebody stole it, and I was like, okay, I guess we're going with no helmet here. And that was a nice prank for those guys to play.
So one thing that they always talk about, right, when you get called up, and whether this is the NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, they talk about the game, and the game is it speeds up a little bit. While it's still the same game, well, you got the best of the best playing it. Did you notice the game speed changing at all?
Yes, for sure. I mean, like you said, just being at the highest level, it was the highest speed that I had played in. So, the first few shifts, just getting acclimated and trying to keep up was a big part. But obviously, just with experience, I'm sure it slows down a little bit. But it's very, very fast game out there.
Dakota Joshua joins us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN after scoring his first NHL goal last night. Now, Dakota, I'm going to ask you this because sometimes Wikipedia isn't always accurate, but are you from Dearborn, Michigan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you know that your teammate, Torrey Krug, he's from Livonia.
Yep, and Torrey's been really nice, and like I said, he's been part of this great group of guys, and just open arms and giving me some pointers here and there, and we have a nice little Michigan connection.
Were you a Red Wings fan, Dakota, growing up?
Yes, I was.
Oh boy, who's your guy?
I liked watching Datsuk. I liked watching the Magic Man. He was my favorite player to watch growing up.
Was he kind of maybe not an inspiration, but did you model your game after anybody, or who were you on the ice when you were growing up?
On the ice, I like to think I was Datsuk. As I got older, I realized that wasn't going to be my game, so couldn't really model it after him anymore. But yes, as a kid, I liked to watch him. He's a special player, and everybody wants to model a game after somebody, so he was that for me.
Yeah, he was incredible, and I had the privilege of playing with him for a couple of years up there in Detroit. I was living in Birmingham, so obviously know the area really well. But yeah, Datsuk was a nightmare in practice, though. That one guy you hate going against, it always is like super try hard and super talented, and you just know it's going to end up ugly. Well, that was Pavel Datsuk. He was pretty impressive. So you picked the right guy on that one to look up to as a player. Now, Dakota, we've got a little thing for nicknames here on this show. I'd like to try and nail the nicknames before we find out. You've got to have a nickname. I personally went with DJ. Now, I don't know if I'm in the ballpark or not. I think BT went with Dak. Anthony, did you have a pick in this one? Because we're gambling guys around here.
DJ.
Okay, so we got two DJs and a Dak. Dakota, can you give us an answer on this?
The Dak is, yes, the Dak is what I go by for the nickname. So you two are out of luck there.
Damn it. I thought for sure DJ. I'm like, it's perfect. That would
make sense.
I would have tried to do that. If you're my teammate, I'd be like, hey, DJ, what's up?
Yeah, the two first names throws a lot of people off, and I get a lot of questions on what to call, but I'll get some DJs here, first time meeting people, but Dak is the one that sticks.
All right. Well, we'll call you Dak from now on, and I'll put DJ away and never bring it back for you. Now, you do know this, Dak. You scored in your first NHL game. And I used to tell this to guys all the time. This is why I didn't score personally. It was always a plan of mine. I didn't score on purpose because then they wanted it every game. And so now that you've scored in your first game, now the guys are expecting it in game two, right?
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what they said. Cliffy was sure to remind me this morning that I need to get another two tomorrow. So
there we go. Now, who's the guy who went and got the puck for you after you score? Because that's always – I know you kind of black out when you score your first goal, and it's always nice to have that teammate who remembers and flies over and grabs that thing for you.
I believe it was Clifford. I believe he went and hunted it down for me. That was really nice of him to do.
Yeah, Cliffy's a great guy. Certainly a guy that's been on that tough journey throughout his career. He's had some major successes. So he's an awesome line mate to have and probably somebody that will help you out along the way. But, Dak, we really appreciate you joining us today. We know you had practice and you came out and took some time for us. We're really, really happy for you and wish you nothing but the best in game two. And we'll be watching.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it as well. It was a pleasure.
No, it's our pleasure, Dakota. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
Okay, you guys have a good one.